and welcome to the Inspiring Women with ADHD podcast. I'm Renee Allen, and I'm excited to be here with you. In today's episode, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and my journey with ADHD. A lot of women are learning in adulthood that they have ADHD, some being diagnosed, some just figuring it out and learning about it from there without formally being diagnosed. But for me, it came as quite a surprise. I've always known that I had certain tendencies or certain ways. And as I've gotten older, kind of in different chapters of my life, I can kind of track maybe where some things increased. Like when I stopped being able to read a book, I have a hard time focusing on reading books. I can do audiobooks. I majored in English, for heaven's sake. I can read books. At least I could for many, many years of my life. But at some point that shifted. And so sometimes we can see patterns from the beginning. Sometimes we see shifts in ADHD. For me, nothing in my own life made me think that this might be a possibility. But I think back to when my kids were growing up. So my oldest daughter, maybe in second or third grade, her teacher told me, it was fourth grade actually. You have to bear with me if we have ADHD, details matter to us. So when she was in fourth grade, I remember being at her parent-teacher conference, and her teacher said, she is an excellent student, she does so well, blah, blah, you know, all these things. The only issue is that she blurts out the answers, you know, she likes to talk. And I said, oh, you know, nothing we can do about that. She gets that from me. And I just thought, oh, she's like I am. She can't help but get involved at times in what you think is a conversation, when it's really the teacher teaching a class, but you feel like it's a conversation. So I just thought, oh, that's just because she's like me. I have never been able to change that. Although I've, you know, like, as an adult, I've learned things like telling myself, giving myself a rule, like you can only raise your hand two times, you know, if I'm in a class or something. But, and then I try to weigh out when I want to raise my hand because I might think of something later that's more like exciting to share. So I give myself little rules like that. But anyway, so that was kind of a first inkling of, oh, a few of my children are like I am. And some of them aren't. I have six children, so, and none of them are children anymore. The youngest is 20. But when that 20-year-old went to college, he asked me, after being there for a summer term, if he could talk to his doctor about being evaluated for ADHD. And I said, do you think you have ADHD? And he said, yeah. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I said, well, how would it even help you if you got a diagnosis? Because you already get straight A's. You know, you do really well taking tests. And he said, well, you can get special accommodations. And I thought, again, why would you need accommodations? You know, you get straight A's. And he said, well, because sometimes it takes me 4 hours to do what it takes somebody else 1 hour to do, just because of the inability to focus. And he talked to some friends and they said, yeah, medication can help with that and different things like that. So, you know, or maybe more hours to have for a test taking when they're due at a certain time or something like that, you know, to give them time to focus or whatever. So anyway, so I said, okay. So then I was talking to my oldest daughter and I said, yeah, you know, he wants to see the doctor about getting diagnosed for ADHD, which made me wonder, like, how would that be helpful? You already get straight A's. And she said, Mom, that's what you told me. And she's already married with children at this time. That's what you told me in high school when I asked you about it, which, of course, I had no memory of. And I said, you think you have ADHD? And she said, yeah. And I said, why? What happens in, you know, like, what makes you think that? And so she started listing things. I can't even remember what they were, but probably like 10, 12 things. Every single thing she said, I thought, oh, I thought that was just because you were just like me. Like, I didn't know those were ADHD symptoms. And she's like, yeah, Mom, you know. So then I just kind of thought about that and thought, that's really interesting. Took a few online quizzes. I remember one said, like, if you score 4 out of 10 of these, go on to the next part. And I scored like 9 out of 10. And then the next part, you know, if you have 40 or more answers to this, I had 70 or something. It was just very, very high. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. I still didn't really think I'd go to the doctor for it or anything. I was just busy. And it wasn't until we moved across the country and things were just more compounded in life that I started noticing, like, you know, at certain times in my life, I've noticed these shifts where it didn't used to be hard to go in and clean a room. And then all of a sudden, the only way I could do it is if I had a television show on, was watching at the same time. Or it didn't used to be hard to read a book. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't focus, you know, several years ago, for whatever reason, you know. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. But anyway, after this move, I decided, you know, I think I will go to the doctor. See, my son had told me he doesn't take medication regularly, but he would just take it when he had a test, when he had a project to work on, and just took it for him as needed. And so I got curious and I thought, okay. I went in, talked to the doctor, and after he listened to me talk, I don't know if you've been diagnosed, but if you go on to, you know, the health portal, you can always see the notes from the physician or the medical record from that visit. And so I did, and there were terms like hyperverbal that just made me laugh. I thought, oh, no one's ever told me that before, but I like the medical diagnosis. Talks more than... Anyway, he told me that which I didn't know, ADHD, you know, and you probably know this, but ADHD used to be one diagnosis and ADD was a different one. So ADD was the attention deficit disorder, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And then however many years ago, that was all put into one title, ADHD, and you could be one of three types: attention deficit type, hyperactive type, or combined. And I am combined. I don't know how accurate this is. What the psychiatrist that I worked with said, it's not as common for women, and maybe especially in their 50s, to still have the hyperactive component, but I do. I definitely do. And I can actually see that more in myself than, well, actually both, really. It's easier to notice, oh yeah, that's, I can see that hyperactive part of me, that parts of my hands, my feet, the parts of my body that need to move or get up and move. And anyway, you don't need to hear all about me, but I just wanted to share that many of us, many women, are discovering something about themselves that for me was a revelation, you know, like, oh, this is news. You know, when my daughter first told me those, yeah, mom, those are symptoms of ADHD. Oh, okay. So that's one thing, but it wasn't tragic information for me. It was informative. It was almost exciting to learn more about myself, to learn that my brain was developed that way. And because of that, you know, it's a neurodevelopmental disorder. It's not something that happens later in life. I don't know. I've read different things, but mostly I've read that it's the way your brain develops. Maybe other things can shift later on, but I think that a lot of women either learn, you know, start to wonder, go to the doctor, and from there it's kind of like, have fun, you know, good luck, I can help you with medicine, but that's about it. And even figuring out the medicine can be very, very tricky. So I just thought it'd be nice to be able to come on here like you're just sitting in my living room or, you know, on the couch, hanging out like roommates or something, and discovering this journey that we have with ADHD. It is a journey, and there are some hurdles, there are some struggles that come with it. And I think it's really helpful to figure them out together. And I found a lot of methods and strategies that I was using already before I even knew I had ADHD that now make sense. Oh, that's why I did that. And then it's helped me apply that or even develop new strategies to help me through others. And I'll tell you, if you've ever wanted to start a podcast, write a book, do something like that, and people tell you it's not very hard, there are so many thousands of steps to just even get this microphone to make my voice sound clear that maybe for other people it's easy. But for me, the creative part of me loves to do new things. But, and it's not like I'm technically challenged as far as being able to understand technical things. I can, but having the task of learning something new is a huge hurdle for my brain. It's, you know, getting into that area of ADHD called overwhelm. So anyway, there's been a lot of hours coming up to this point of making this introductory episode, but I'm excited to be here. I hope you're excited to be here too. I have a lot of plans for us, whether on the podcast or working together live stream, lots of plans. As you know, probably, if this is one of your things, and I do have to say, with ADHD, it is so unique for each person. So if I say, oh yeah, you know, people with ADHD, women with ADHD have this, and you're like, I don't have that. I actually have experienced that too. You know, I've listened to podcasts, I've read books about these are some of the challenges or these are some of the benefits. And I think, oh, that's not one of mine. We're all very, very unique, but there are so much that we share, and it's wonderful to find someone to share it with who gets it. It's really fun. After I got my diagnosis, I wrote quite a lengthy post just saying I was just diagnosed with ADHD, and I was just curious, you know, who else, you know, that I look back and when I was younger, and you know, I can see this and this, and now that makes sense, and was just wondering anybody else ever look at me and go, oh yeah, she has ADHD, or anyone of you have it and I never, you know, thought about it. And I was surprised how many friends I had that said, yeah, I have ADHD too, or some who said, I've been wondering if I do. But those who weren't in any way related, like who don't have these challenges, these unique whatever we have, and our executive functioning, or the way that we look alive, the way that our brains function, I was surprised that so many of them were like consoling me and saying, I still think you're a wonderful person. All I see when I see you is this or this. Like they were trying to, like they thought I was down and I was saddened by the news, which I looked at my post, there was nothing in there saying I was saddened by the news. but anyway, I was surprised. But maybe that's how they would feel if they were diagnosed with something. And since they haven't experienced it, they didn't have a lot of puzzle pieces missing. They just wanted to assure me, you're still great. And I thought, it's not like I don't think I'm great. I still think, I still look at myself the way that I do. You know, some days are better than others. But I hope that if you're in any way not feeling great about your diagnosis or the concept that you could have ADHD, I hope that I can help you with that, because there are a lot of great things about it. I know people say it's a superpower. That was a response I got a lot from a lot of people on there. It's your superpower. And I thought, what? Now I've read some books that I've seen why people say that. And there are days that I can see what they're saying, other days I think that's not helpful. Just depends on my mood. But for me, I think there's definitely some unique traits and abilities that wouldn't be possible if my brain, my way of thinking, my way of doing, my way of processing wasn't this way. Perhaps I should save some for another day, but before I go, I'm just grateful you're here. I hope that you continue to come here to listen to me talk. You're welcome to share ideas with me. I am not even set up well enough to know like what the website will have in the ability for you to comment and be in touch with me, but there will be a way. And maybe I'll update this by then so you can see, but I got to start now. If I don't start now, I'm never going to get this out to you, to the world. But until next time, if you're here on whatever platform you're on, leave me a review. Give me some, as many stars as you can if you're happy to be listening. And I'm excited to talk with you again. Bye-bye. The silence of sound has yet been found, but not by me. A few thank yous to my son Drake, who wrote and played and sang in the song that I'm using for the podcast. My daughter Tara, who sang along with him. I've always loved the song, and they let me use it, so that was great. And thank you to anybody else who lets me share part of their lives in this podcast. And is just fine with me being me. Take care. Silence of sound has yet been found.